It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Christine Thatcher is an actress and playwright who led Boar's Head Theater and later Stormfield Theater in Lansing. Since Stormfield closed in 2012, her ability to work has been limited by poor health. A group of her friends have worked to help pay the bills incurred while undergoing treatment for ovarian cancer. Their work continues on Tuesday night. Current State Scott Pohl is here with more. Tell us about this production of Waiting for Tina Meyer, Scott.
That's right. Sounds like a fun show. Christine Thatcher wrote this little comedic piece with a friend more than 30 years ago, Mark. In the days leading up to the staged reading at Lansing's Robin Theater, Christine Thatcher told me the story of how Waiting for Tina Meyer came to be.
Larry Hsu, my co-author, and I worked years ago together at Milwaukee Rep. And he was a wonderful actor, just an amazing actor, and we did Merton of the Movies together. And he also started trying his hand at writing and came up with plays like Grandma Duck is Dead and The Nerd and Wenceslas Square. And I was always in his first workshops. And I guess I was a little full of how he might improve his play because he eventually said to me, "Put your money where your mouth is." And he encouraged me to write. And that's how my first play started. It was all because of him. Well, his agent said, "There's this series called One Day at a Time. Do you remember that?"
Sure. Oh, sure.
And she said, "Why don't you submit a script for One Day at a Time?" Well, Larry didn't have a television set. He didn't even know what she was talking about. So he invited me to trade the script back and forth. So we did, and we came up with this little, you know, script for One Day at a Time. We turned it into his agent, and a few days later, we heard the series was canceled. Yeah. But we liked this one woman that we had created, and so we threw away all of the One Day at a Time people and wrote a play around this one woman.
Kind of a spinoff.
And we had a reading of it in New York at the West Bank Cafe. It went very well. And then he was tragically killed in a plane crash. And I just took that script and tucked it in the bottom drawer, and that was it. And about a year ago, Greg Winkler, who is the artistic director up at Peninsula Players, where I go to direct and act once in a while, he said, "You dig that thing out. I really want to see it."
How do you even know about it?
I guess I told him about it. I must have told him about it. And so I did, and I'm really glad I did. It just brought Larry back in this flood of light. So I updated it and tried to hone it a little more. And they did a reading of it last April that went very well. And now we're going to do a reading of it here.
It's a one-act comedy.
What's
the story about?
The first stage direction is these two guys walk into a bar. Basically, they're both actors. They've just finished a performance, and one of them, Bob, gets a note backstage from what the stage manager says is a really beautiful girl, inviting him to go to this bar for a drink, and claims that he knows her parents, that she used to see him perform at Milwaukee, and he's so nervous that he showers and shaves before he comes out, and she's gone. So he grabs his buddy, Walter, and they head to the bar where she said she'd meet him. And that's where it starts.
All right.
They're waiting for Tina Meyer.
Christine, you've got some really great people working on this production. Let's start with John Leppard. Everybody knows from Williamston Theater.
Wonderful actor.
Plays Walter. Great popular local actress, Laura Croft.
Yes.
Are they your leads then?
Everybody's sort of a lead.
Okay.
It's a five-character show, and they share stage time.
Andy Callis is in the show. He's from Lansing Community College.
Yes,
everybody around town knows Andy.
He's going to be wonderful, and he'll be playing the piano, and he's the bar piano player.
And a couple of Chicago actors, I assume friends of yours from your Chicago days, Michael Joseph Mitchell and Barbara Simpson Furman.
Well, Michael Joseph actually did Underneath the Lintel here.
When you staged that.
Yeah, at Boar's Head.
He
did a couple of things for me. Just a wonderful actor. Very, very funny guy. And Barbara Simpson Furman actually did the first play I ever wrote. This is called Niedecker, about poetess Lorene Niedecker. So she knows Larry.
Wow.
And she's playing the mysterious woman.
Can I ask you about Larry Shue?
Sure.
One more question about him. His death is so tragic. 39.
Yes.
This happened in 1985. This must have struck you very emotionally, I would expect, that you were close friends, and to lose someone unexpectedly like that.
It was just horrible. And everybody at Milwaukee Rep grieved for days and days and days. We couldn't believe it. And, you know, when we talk to each other, we always wonder what he would have been doing now. He was so gifted, and he had just signed a deal with Disney to write, and he was doing Edwin Drood, I believe, on Broadway or off Broadway. It just was so tragic. And he was such a funny guy. You'd go to visit him, and there was always something cooking on the stove, but it was never food. It was like the nose he was going to wear in his next show. You know, he always did these strange makeup things that required, I guess, boiling. I don't know. But he was just the funniest, dearest person. And everybody who knew him just felt that loss.
I'm sure you've been thinking about him a lot in the last week or two.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How funny he was. Excellent tap dancer. You name it, he could do it.
We're talking with Lansing Theater mainstay Christine Thatcher. She's directing a one-time-only staged reading Tuesday night of her one-act comedy Waiting for Tina Meyer. We have to talk about the reason we're doing this show at all,
okay.
And that is your health.
Right.
It's well known that you have cancer.
Yes.
And are undergoing treatment. How are you feeling today?
I guess I'm a little anemic, so my energy isn't exactly what I would hope it would be. But basically, I'm doing okay. You know, it's my second round of chemo, and I've got two more to go, and I'm counting them down. I have this brand new granddaughter in Florida that I have to get down to see. So she's my main inspiration, you know. I also want to get back to work, you know.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I expect that a lot of our listeners will think this is not an uncommon problem in the theater world, that someone lacks sufficient insurance because of the life they've chosen in the theater. And as a result, you have a great group of friends who get together.
They are the best.
Let's put on a show and help pay the bills.
Yeah.
That's what it's been like for you, right?
Yeah, it has. And they are the, who knew these people would come together like they have and just devote all this time to making sure I'm okay.
Christine Thatcher is the former leader of Boar's Head Theater and Stormfield Theater in Lansing. On Tuesday night, you can see a one-time-only staged reading of the play she wrote with Larry Shue. It's called Waiting for Tina Meyer. You can see that at the Robin Theater on South Washington Avenue in Lansing, starting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Christine Thatcher, great seeing you. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.